Newsom, Dems aren't divided over Israel even though some rhetoric and spectrum of concern. By Ian Hanchett on September 7, 2026. During a portion of an interview with PBS NewsHour released on Monday, California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., argued that there isn't a divide in the Democratic Party over Israel, and even if you don't think it's genocide, that it's been a moral catastrophe how things have been conducted. And I think the vast majority of us also agree about the atrocities on October 7, though there are aspects of rhetoric from some candidates that, clearly, are in the spectrum of concern that are legitimate. Co-host Amna Nawaz asked, "I do want to ask about the issue of Israel as well, though, because that has divided the party, and that's a very clear divide. We saw that in Michigan. We're seeing it in other places as well." Newsom cut in to respond, "Except I don't think it is. I think it's overwhelmingly opposed to the current regime in Israel. I don't think it's even controversial anymore. The condemnation of what Bibi Netanyahu's doing is almost universal. There's no controversy within the party on that. From my perspective, the expansion of the settlers and what's happened in the settler movement and the violence in the West Bank, the opposition that he's advanced as it relates to a two-state solution. We want a secure Israel, we want a democratic and secure Israel. And we want a secure, democratic Palestinian state as well, right next door. And I don't think that's a really divisive thing. I think some of the language is, as it relates to how the language has been weaponized. But I think, universally, everyone agrees, even if you don't think it's genocide, that it's been a moral catastrophe how things have been conducted. And I think the vast majority of us also agree about the atrocities on October 7 and how horrific and unacceptable that was and the terrorism that was perpetrated by Hamas. And so, I think both slash and. So, I don't see that as divisive as some do, though there are aspects of rhetoric from some candidates that, clearly, are in the spectrum of concern that are legitimate. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.